Denise Campbell, the community liaison for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, or ACP, addressed the February 5th meeting of the Pocahontas County Commission. Campbell said she wanted to respond with facts to the numerous rumors in the community, some of which are falsely saying that the pipeline company was giving up and pulling out because of recent court decisions. Campbell confirmed that while there is currently a temporary stop work order for the entire pipeline imposed by the U.S. Fourth Circuit Court, they certainly are not giving up. Listen as Denise summarizes the situation.
Dominion has set out a statement. The company currently expects that construction would commence on the full route during the third quarter of 2019. What we are hoping is September, where we can start cutting trees again. And if that happens, then we would be able to start building again. Be in partial service in late 2020 and in full service in early of 2021. The original cost of this project started somewhere around $4.5 to $5 billion. And with the delays and setbacks, it is now going to be estimated between $7 to $7.5 billion project. So one thing I would like to say is that the workers that were here in Pocahontas County were welcomed by the community. The ones that I talked with really liked the area. They all wanted to sort of be in downtown Marlinton. And we just like to thank you on behalf of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline for welcoming the people that were from out of town. And we were so happy to be able to put some of the community to work. We have some members in your community, young men that I've talked to that are holding out and can't wait to return back to work and are trying to do some odds and ends jobs until they can get back to work for the pipelines.
John Lazurek also addressed the commissioners and expressed his concerns with the proposed new rules of procedure for the commission that they were scheduled to vote on later in the meeting. One example that upset him was that the rules would appear to limit discussion on agenda items to just the elected commissioners, except during the hear callers portion of the meeting. John said the proposed rule changes seemed designed to stifle public participation and public debate. John summed up his concerns like this.
With all due respect, you are not lords disposing of the fate of the county in private discussion among yourselves. And I will say that in general, you've been very tolerant of give and take with the public on many issues, and I really appreciate that. But when I see rules like this on paper, I don't want to see the tradition of give and take on important issues being squashed.
The commissioners eventually tabled approval of those rules for the next meeting, since they felt that they needed time to consider them. Larry Carr also addressed the commissioners about his concerns over the $150 added penalty for people who pay their waste management fees late. He felt that this was hurting poor people who already had problems affording their original bill. The commissioners referred Carr to the Solid Waste Authority Board, which will be holding a public meeting this Thursday at 7 p.m. They also approved Sheriff Barlow's request to hire Shane Hunter Peacock is a full-time law enforcement deputy at an hourly rate equal to $30,000 per year plus benefits to start on February the 19th. George Murphy provided the commissioners with an update on the Snowshoe Resort Community District. He said that they approved their bylaws in January and have been collecting a 2% resort service fee since August. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of this story to hear the rest of the significant things that happened at this long and eventful commission meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.